making sure you get the right amount of daily vitamins can be difficult. Today, a booming multi-billion dollar industry of gummy vitamins and supplements says it makes it easier and tastier. But how do they compare with traditional vitamin pills? Ali Rogan is back with her conversation with Shyla Davis-Cadigan, a registered dietitian at the virtual nutrition service Kulina Health.
Shyla, thank you so much for being here.
Of course.
Let's take a step back and talk about how do people know what vitamins they need to take in addition to the nutrients that everybody just gets with the food that they eat?
Yeah, so it's easy to think that you need a whole bunch of vitamins for whatever reason, but there are ways to know, and the most concrete way to know is to get a blood test so that you have a visual representation of what you're lacking and what you're sufficient in.
And why is it that gummy vitamins have become so popular in recent years? What is driving people to go out and buy them?
They're tasty, and the marketing is really appealing. It's a fun, chewable, candy-like way to get nutrients in. So that's appealing to a lot of people.
But how effective are they, especially when you compare it to a more traditional vitamin that you'd take as a pill?
I'd say for the most part, the efficacy is relatively the same. However, there's a couple of things. The first thing is that it can be difficult for manufacturers to get enough or the same amount of vitamins and nutrients in a gummy vitamin versus a pill or a tablet. And then the second part is that the efficacy, it can go down quicker in gummy vitamins because they're more susceptible to moisture versus like a pill or a tablet supplement.
And how easy or difficult is it for somebody to figure out how much of a particular vitamin they're getting when they ingest a gummy?
All it takes is just reading the label. And then you also have to consider that what it reads on the label is assuming that you are properly storing that supplement. So if you are storing it in your medicine cabinet in your bathroom, for example, that is a very moisture-filled environment versus if you store it in like a dark cabinet that's in your room. So the efficacy of those vitamins may be reduced because they're just more easily degraded in those environments that they're not suited for, like moisture.
So how does that work? If the vitamin, if the gummy is around more moist environments, how does that degrade the nutrition value that you get from one?
It's because the gummies, how they are encapsulated, so how they're actually put in and created together makes it overall just more susceptible to external influences, whether it's light, whether it's moisture, versus a pill that's harder, it's not going to be as susceptible because of how they're just made differently.
And plus there's the added sugar that gets into a gummy, so tell us about that.
Yes, so the main components of a gummy vitamin are gonna be gelatin, sugar, usually also corn syrup, which is an additional form of sugar, and then the vitamin premix, and then they just concoct it all together, and then you get a vitamin gummy. You mold it, all that fun stuff. And so the added sugar is definitely a component to think about, and one of the biggest, I would say the biggest thing to consider as your overall intake, because vitamins and gummy vitamins definitely have different amounts.
And a lot of these gummies seem to be particularly marketed towards children. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So kids, they don't really want to take their vitamins. That's like a task. That's not very fun. And manufacturers know that. And so gummy vitamins, they look and often taste like candy. So marketing to children, it's just an easy go. Parents see it as something that's going to attract their children. They know their children's probably going to eat something that tastes like cherry versus taking a pill and swallowing it, which isn't even fun, not even for a lot of adults. So I think that's why marketing is really high for children, especially.
And when it comes to pediatric nutrition, though, should they be taking vitamins, or is that something that should be worked out on a case-by-case basis with a pediatrician?
It's definitely on a case-by-case basis, especially for children. A lot of supplements and, you know, the amounts of them, they aren't always tailored to kids. So the supplements that are marketed more towards children, manufacturers will be mindful to not fill those supplements with too much of anything because of the small bodies. But because they're children, it's really especially important to work with a pediatrician so that you know that you're not giving your child something they don't need or too much of something that they're already getting.
How much regulation or lack thereof is there of this industry?
Very little. The FDA doesn't regulate supplementation, so it's up to the companies to be transparent, to engage in third-party testing, to, you know, put things on their labels, whether it's NSF International Certification or U.S. Pharmacopoeia, USP Certification. Those are just examples of two reliable third-party programs that companies can send their product to and get robust testing done.
You are a nutritionist doing one-on-one consulting with lots of different patients. Are there ever situations where you would recommend gummies yourself?
It depends. If there's a patient that has tried everything, supplements don't work, chewables don't work, and they are just consistently inconsistent in taking a vitamin that they need because they're deficient, gummy vitamins often are attractive to clients. They find it as something that's like not a task, but just an extra little taste of orange after their dinner. And if that gets them to get that vitamin that they're deficient in, it's a net positive to me.
Shyla Davis-Cadigan with Kalina Health. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.